Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, to find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years is this. God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today we're going to be talking about the story behind my song, Luke 4:18. This song is from the recording, Here in Your Presence. I received this particular song on September 18th, 2009. Luke 4:18 and verse 19 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." This song came soon after Melinda and I helped begin a new work here in Muskogee, Oklahoma called Church 4:18. The reason we called the church Church 4:18 was because of the mission statement found in the verse I just read, Luke 4:18 and 19. This is a different kind of worship song, acknowledging the truth of who Jesus is and my acknowledgement of why I am even here on earth. I am an ambassador for Christ. I am a minister of reconciliation. I am not here for my own glory. I am not here for my own pleasure, but I'm here to help point others to Jesus Christ. We are all commanded to go and make disciples, are we not? Not to bring them to a building where someone else can tell them about Jesus. Just who was Luke 4:18 directed toward? Well, that's easy. It was directed towards you and me. How do we practically bring the words of Luke 4:18 and 19 to fruition in our own lives? We can easily be overwhelmed when we step out into the world simply by the number of people from various walks of life who really need a Savior, who really need Jesus. We need to stop thinking that way, though. Only God can love the whole world at once and meet every need of those who cry out to him. We need but think about those in our own circles and focus on them and their needs. After all, when Jesus walked the earth in the flesh, he focused on the individual needs of individual people. You and I can do that. Let's break down the passage in Luke 4 before I share the song. The first part says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." We need to take that statement as the truth it is. If we are new creations, we are automatically ordained to be ministers of reconciliation to those around us. How's that? By helping them be reconciled to God and Christ by living our lives in such a way as to point to Jesus. If you don't believe me, just listen to the Word of God according to 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 19 in the New American Standard Bible. It says this, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ," who is anyone? That's anyone. "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now, all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." Let me read that again. "Who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation." Let me read that again. "He has committed to us the word of reconciliation." The next part of Luke 4:18 and 19 says this, "He sent me to proclaim release to the captives." Who are the captives in your life? Could it be that friend engulfed in fear? That neighbor who seems angry and bitter towards everything and everyone? How about that person who just lost a loved one or that carpool mom going through a divorce? Captivity comes in many forms, but all you have to do is be there for that person, preaching freedom with your life, using words when necessary. The next part of the passage says this, "and recovery of sight to the blind." We all know people can be blinded by their own needs. People can be blinded by years of abuse. People can be blinded to the love of God simply because they have never had someone lay down their life for them. The question becomes this then, how can you practically do that for them? Now, going on with the Luke passage, it says this, "to set free those who are oppressed." If you have been set free, you have a story to tell. Look for practical ways to tell those in your immediate world of how you were once trapped in the bondage of sin and of how the Lord lovingly set you free. It's not up to you to save or redeem anyone, but it is up to you to tell your story of salvation and redemption. I'd encourage you to learn how to tell your story if you haven't already done so. Develop a 5-minute version, a 10-minute version, a longer version. You never know when an opportunity will present itself, so just be ready to share. Lastly, Luke 4 tells us to do this, proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. What does that mean? In simplest terms, it means finding ways to demonstrate the love of God to those around me in the here and now. If I wait until I get a degree in ministry or for some official ordination or whatever form of earthly validation the enemy wants me to believe I need before I can step out in faith and minister, I'll never step out. What are we waiting for? People are desperate for God's love. They're dying for it all around us. What will you say to them with your life? That's the question. You are a minister of reconciliation. So what does that look like for you?
I'll take the gospel to the poor. For not so long ago, I was poor and needy. Jesus freely gave to make me rich in grace. And I will heal the brokenhearted. For not so long ago, I was brokenhearted. Jesus came and bound my wounds with His embrace.
Says
Father, thank you so much that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life. And you've called us to be ambassadors for that way and that truth and that life, ambassadors for Christ. So Lord, we need your grace to do that. We need your creative wisdom to know how to do that practically in our everyday lives. Show us in the days to come. Prepare our hearts to share as the needs arise. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke 19, verse 10 in the New American Standard says this, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." We are joint heirs with Christ, y'all. He said while here on earth that he was to be about his Father's business. It is no different for us. That's the truth. So what will you do with that information? I encourage you to not overthink it for one thing. Just be prepared to love someone else in the name of Jesus by loving them right where they are, but by loving them enough to not leave them there. Would you be willing to be a shoulder to cry on for someone? Would you be willing to listen to a hurting person pour out their burdens on you? Would you be willing to walk toward Jesus with someone who's searching for answers? Would you be willing to simply help someone fallen to keep getting back up? Help point them to the answer. Just walk towards Jesus and love those you meet along the way. Just some of my thoughts concerning the meaning behind Luke 4:18 and 19. Well, today's episode is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry. You can have artisan, my wife, the beautiful Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Today, Melinda and I also have a free gift for you. It's a free devotional ebook just for you. You can simply follow the link provided in the podcast description, or you can go to amazon.com and type this title in the search bar, Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers. That's Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers. And once you get there, you'll see the Kindle version free for the taking. Please send everyone you know to get their own copy, and remember to leave me a review after you've used the book for a few days. One more free gift for you today, if you can stand it. Go to DennisJernigan.com and click on the store button. Once there, you'll find a free song of the month. Just download that song and be encouraged. You can do this every month. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. If you'd like an MP3 of the song Luke 4:18 from the recording Here in Your Presence, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. I've taken enough of your time today, so thank you again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, if you remember nothing else, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.